Welcome back to the stage, Ima and Gareth. And they're going to be doing a practical session, so putting some of what they've talked about today with us into practice, which I'm really looking forward to. So, yeah, with no further delay, welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
It's No. The chocolate's gone, so... Yeah, we don't believe in that. We haven't got time for the spinning the wheel, so I got off that. Cool. So what we're going to do for the next hour or 45 minutes, whatever it is, before the coffee break, we will be on time for coffee break. We're going to be the first people for those cakes, okay? That's what we're going to do. But what we wanted to do, because we've done a lot of talking today, and I'm just going to encourage us in a moment, but I would love us just for the next little while to break it down a little bit, and we're going to maybe break off into groups and we'll come around. And I think because it's dry out, we're also going to get outside for a few minutes because, I like it. It's good. Here's my question. If it was raining, would that have been the same response? No, not at all. As you, yeah, exactly, me, come on. I've got many stories about wet Swansea, but that's another conversation. But we're going to try and do that. But all of it is around this whole idea, what we've just talked about earlier, around equipping parents, helping them look at what's important, helping, and really we wanted to land it today, is about the everyday. Is actually, I think the question, which was great, and I've thought about it more, how do we give windows into family for them to find their moments? And really, this is what we want to try and use this space for, around some of the stuff we've done, and also maybe give an opportunity if, as we're here, we can have some conversations if there's some specific questions are going, how do we do this practically? So that's our hope for the next little while, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And like when we were planning, we were like pulling out words and stuff, and I was saying, oh, helpful and hopeful. You know, so we want to send you off, like, after you're doing your practical as well, we want to send you off hopeful, you know, hopeful that you can be impacting and nurturing, helping those parents to nurture faith at home, you know. So hopeful, definitely, because we want the parents to see that there is faith and those pockets in the everyday, and helpful. So, like, we as church can help them to be doing it. So we can, you know, like, stuff like the Inspire, like, getting them to do that, so actually they're like working together going, yeah, do you know what, I didn't know how to do it before, but I know how to do it now, you know. So kind of like a little bit, and often I do love that phrase because that is really helpful. It is really helpful, but then that's kind of what you want the parents to be doing, just little faith things really, really, really often. You know, the different things that you've heard today, like, it isn't about going back and trying to do absolutely everything, but there is that sense of being able to, like, listen and see where your parents are at and what are the things, what are the resources that would actually help them and would be right in your context. Because we totally don't want you to feel overwhelmed and go, oh, there's all this, there's a devotional, there's these cards. We don't want you to feel like that, because we really don't want the parents to feel overwhelmed. We want them to feel empowered and encouraged.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to do very quickly now is, we touched on a little bit earlier that whole idea of what builds faith, those five elements. And there's little postcards at the back, and I know loads of people have taken stuff. And what we always say is, if you see anything up there and you're like, actually, even like some of that little leaflets to give parents, we would love a whole bunch of our families talk to us. We'll happily send you as much or as little as you want, because we want to try and resource you as best as we can. And Ima said it earlier. Yeah, great. Ima said it earlier that this is just start of a conversation. Start a conversation for you individually in your churches, but also it's a conversation that we would love to be a part of. And please do get in touch with us, because there's some practical things that we can do. But what I wanted to do, we're going to break off into small groups in a moment and talk about some of these elements that build faith and some practical things that we could do in our own churches or in the families that we work with. But what I would love is just to give a couple of very quick, practical, maybe tangible things that we could help build foundationally around these build faiths. And I'll literally spend a minute on each. That whole idea of home, we talked about a warm, affirming, loving home builds a strong foundation. But what does that actually mean? Like, the whole idea of this session is to unpack, not that it's just nice ideas, because the reality is, nice ideas don't make sense. Like, it's nice to have an idea, but we need to look at that why, like we've said. Let's not just look at the how, but let's look at the why. Why is home important? And some practical things that we can help parents and families around this idea of home is, we talked about there's opportunities that exist at home that exist nowhere else, and I love that. And one of the practical things we can help families think practically around this is the idea of family traditions. And like I said earlier, sometimes the simplest ideas are the best. Have you ever, and maybe in your own life, I'll ask you maybe a question, what does Christmas mean to you? Or what is something you used to do at Christmas? And we always use the phrase, we always do this. And when we're talking about this idea of home, is how do we help the parents with the, we always do this? So if you ask my little girl, what is one thing that you like doing with dad at home? Do you know what she says? She'll say, we always sleep out on the trampoline in the garden looking at the stars. We've done it twice. But that's how important it is to her. We've literally done it twice. But in her mind, that is something that me and her do. We do it twice. We live in Wales. It rains a lot. But how can we help parents discover the family traditions? We always do this. And Christmas, Easter, all these things are great practical ways we can help equip parents. Another practical thing at home is the whole idea of love languages. We at Care for the Family love the idea of love languages. There's so much resource and teaching we've done and other people. But the idea of love languages around this, of what finding what's important to equip parents, actually really helps. Because every child and every person is different. So how I connect or how I relate to someone is how you do. So how can we help parents and families use love languages to discover what works in their family? And that's a really good way of even going deeper is we all connect with God in different ways. And I did a learning community on it with Elim, and I don't know if it was recorded. So maybe if it was, we could, if you want that, I'm sure you can get in touch with the guys. But that was all around the idea of we're all so different. So how can we make the most of those opportunities at home? And then being real, just a practical thing of being real is when we're equipping our parents, be quick to say sorry. So actually helping our families realize there's a lot in saying sorry. As parents, we don't get it right all the time. As churches, we don't get it right all the time. So if we can help model that culture of, do you know what? It's okay to say sorry. It's okay when we admit we don't get it right all the time. These things all is all about building strong foundations for faith to grow and flourish. Being intentional. This is a good one for being real. Let me just quickly say this, because one of the questions I get all the time is, what do I do when my child asks the tough question? And I don't know about you, I have a six-year-old and she asks me tough questions all the time, so wait until she gets a bit older. But what do we do when a child asks us a tough question? And this is a real practical way of asking parents, because when I was younger, my parents used to just dust everything under the bed. Literally just shelter me for everything. And then when I got a little bit older, I found out the answer in other ways, to be perfectly honest, rather than at home. And I know we don't have all the answers, but we want to create a culture where we can be real, where we can discuss the tough questions. Thankfully, the tough questions my 2.5-year-old asked me is just him blowing raspberries, so it's okay. But we need to create that culture and being real. And Rachel Turner, and we've talked to Rachel on this a lot, and we talked about this really simple way of how you can equip parents to ask it, to dive into the real tough questions. So when a child asks a question, and this isn't all done in one conversation over hot chocolate. This could be done over a few weeks. The first point you want to help parents is, first of all, ask, why is the child asking this question? They haven't just woke up on Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. and think, I'm going to really confuse my mum today and ask her a tough question. They haven't. The reality is they've seen something or they've heard something on the play yard and now they're like processing it. So that's why the question, they haven't just woke up thinking, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to really show my dad up today. They're not. There's a reason why they're asking the question. So help parents to ask that question. Why are they asking that question? And then the second thing is helping parents to journey with children and go, what do we know about this question? What is the answers we know? And hey, here's the great thing for parents, this whole Be Real. It's okay to say we know very little. It is okay. So help parents to have the confidence knowing that we don't need to know every answer to every question. And then the third question, or the third step in this, again, we don't need to do this over the space of a day, it can be over the space of weeks. Next bit is, well, this is what we know, this is what we don't know, let's commit to finding some answers out. So again, it's a journey and it's equipping parents on this being real, that we're journeying together, we're not just going, we don't know the answer, or I think this is sometimes, this is the answer, so just get on with it. It's actually committing to journeying together. So that third thing is, let's maybe go on the internet, or maybe let's dive into the Bible, or let's talk to someone else in the church who has a greater knowledge. So it's committing to it together to find out the answer, and obviously age appropriateness. And then the fourth step, and this is the vital one, I really think, is now we've come to this conclusion, or we've dived in this together, what are we going to do with the answer we've just found out? Because the reality is, maybe the conversation of a journey you've been on as a family comes up with a different answer they're hearing on the schoolyard, or a different answer maybe they're even being taught in school. So that whole thing, what are we going to choose? How are we going to live with that answer is a really good one, because that teaches them how to, reality is we don't all agree on stuff. So what are we going to do with that? So I think that's really important with being real. And then finally, that being intentional is helping parents to slow down, to take a moment, and then belonging. How can we really help create spaces that families do things together in our churches? And I know that's not always practical, but the reality is we often put small groups, we put prayer meetings at the most ridiculous times for parents. And I know we can't control everything, and I'm not saying let's change everything, hear my heart here, but have we ever thought that maybe during half term let's do a prayer meeting? Maybe during Easter? But we've got to be okay that it won't look like we think it needs to. It might look messy, but that's okay. So how can we create some practical things that parents, kids, families together think, we belong here. This is something we get to do together, to serve together. So what I would love us to do for a few minutes, because I want us to dive into this just a little bit, to hear off each other. I'm not going to put you in groups because this isn't school. You can kind of choose who you want to talk to, whether you want to be in a group of two or three of you, or if you want to be in a group of five or six. But what I would love us to do is just to chat about those five things that build faith, and maybe just pick up on one and just think, oh yeah, practically this is something we could do in our church, or how could we do it? And I would love us just to talk amongst each other, to really share, to encourage around this whole idea of, okay, how can we help equip our parents to be intentional? What are some things that maybe could work or couldn't work? And so I would love us just for the next maybe 5 or 6 minutes, do that, and then we're going to do something else, and then we're going to get outside, which will be cool, to go for a psalm, which will be cool. So we're going to have 5 or 6 minutes to do this. We'll keep that on there. And if there's maybe specific questions you want myself or Ima to come in, please wave and we'll happily come join your group. But turn around your chairs, choose some people you want to chat to, and yeah, we'll chat through this now.
Thank you very, very much. Oh, you're really attentive this time. I've not had to say it more than once. Woohoo! I actually really like to hear a little bit of the discussions, because it sounds like there has been a lot going on. Who would like to tell me a little bit about which one they chose and what happened in their group? We need two, so that's brilliant. Thanks. So I'll even run down.
Won't feedback, will it? Only because they've told me I've got to.
I was just saying that when we went into lockdown, I'd only just started the job and I didn't really know the parents, so I was put together with a group of parents from church, and there were five of them, and three of those had only not been Christians for sort of probably about a year. And so we got to know each other for a few weeks, and then I did the Parenting for Faith course with them. And what I very quickly discovered is that they had no idea of what a relationship with Jesus was. They'd given their life, but they didn't. One lady came, and we did the fact that you could chat to God anytime, and she was absolutely blown away by that. And that just, in the 2 years since then, I've seen her faith grow, and she chats. She's like, I want to chat all the time. She chats with the children about, let's chat to God. And I think equipping the parents is equally as important as telling the children. You know, it's nice doing it in the children's groups, encountering God, but they need the children, the parents need the vision as well.
Anyone? I'll run round to your group. I'll have to run because I said it and I don't want to be a liar.
Thanks. We were talking about belonging, and I think pre-pandemic for our church, the belonging for the children and their families had started to fall away. I was on the volunteer team then, and there were the connection with the children and the, I'm not calling them volunteers anymore, leaders, it just wasn't there. And so the Lord's put it kind of high on my things to do and things to pray into. But we were saying that the more the children and their families belong, then it links into feeling at home. When they feel at home, they'll start to be real. And when they're being real, then they're going to be intentional for Jesus. And that's what we want.
Anyone else?
I didn't mention it in the group, but one of the things that resources we've been using is prayer dippers. Has anybody heard of prayer dippers? And they've got different ones. They've got one's about God, one's about prayer, one is about, maybe, I can't remember the third one. But basically it's got, it will give you a word, and then it will give you a phrase to pray about, and then a scripture. And then on the other side, it will give you a definition. But they're great for just taking one out in the morning, or a conversation starter with together as a family, but also with God. So prayer dippers.
Like that. I'll run back to you. Over to you, Gavis.
So good. So what we're going to do now, we're going to go outside, which will be cool. I hope it's still dry. I think it is, which is cool. So what we're going to do is... like we talked about earlier, about the everyday moments, and one of the things that we really think is important is helping to equip parents to find those windows, to find those moments. But we also do understand that sometimes there also needs to be prompts, that actually it's sometimes really good. I love it when my little girl comes home from church with what they've talked about, because the reality is we get in the car and I say to Macy, what did you do in kids' church? It's like, oh, I don't know. I was like, okay, that's the reality. But by having just a message or something on the Facebook just saying, it helps prompt me, because then when I say to her, oh, you talked about this, suddenly it opens the gate and she's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But sometimes they forget. And maybe they don't, I don't know what the psychology is in there. But there's sometimes they need that prompt. But what we've developed is a couple of just practical scavenger hunts for families to do. And what I've loved, I know that churches have given this to families just to do when they do maybe out on a Saturday morning. But I also know churches who have done this as a wider church family event where they've met in the local park and they've gone through this scavenger hunt out in the park, young and old, running around the park. Parents love it because usually the older people go away with the kids and the parents have a coffee. It's a win-win. But it's just showing that there's just easy ways about this everyday moment. So what I would love us to do is, in our groups, again, you might think, actually, I just don't want to do it in that big group. I want to just do it two or three. This is not school. You choose. I've said this already. So what I would love us to do for the next 20 minutes, come back in here for 22:04 as we just say our final goodbyes. Not that it sounds so somber, doesn't it? But basically, just to draw it to a close. But it would be great if one of you in the group has access to a phone, because I didn't print this off because it prints off rubbish. It's better to do it on the website. So I've chosen our Signs of Life one, which is more of our spring. And I know we're not quite in spring. But basically, it's going to take you through Psalm 100. You might not get through it all. So don't worry if you don't know. But I just want to more, I suppose, whet your appetite and kind of show how easy it is. And just to be like, hey, this is nice. Just kind of being out, and I think it's also good for us to take a moment. It's been a full-on day today. It's been a full-on 2 days. So hopefully this is just a moment. I know it's only 20 minutes, but where you can just be out and just encourage one another. Everything, it says what you need to do. So I'm not going to give any more prompting other than you've got 20 minutes. Be back in here by 20 to whatever the hour is. I don't even know. 20 to 4, that's it. And have a bit of fun. Just go off, wrap up. Don't get cold. You can't sue us for being cold. But yeah, just go out and enjoy.
And like your destination is outside, but on that little journey from here to there, you don't know what God might speak or what you might, someone might inspire you before you even get to where you're going.
Okay, I know there's still a few people to come in, but we'll just wrap it up, and as people come in, that's okay, just so we can then go for coffee. For those who went out, I hope you enjoyed being out and about a little bit. And we just wanted to, like, as much as we believe in the resources and Kitchen Table Project is important, and there's some great stuff there, but do you know what? The reality is it's bigger than the Kitchen Table Project. It's not about a resource. It's actually about looking at how we can kind of dive into some of this deeper. How do we look at the why? And resources are great, but they're not going to change people's lives. And really what we want is to take a moment of, and we just felt it was nice to get out and about, but really just to keep our eyes going. It's about making the most of those everyday moments. And something like that, I hope, I chatted to a few people as we were walking around. I just hope that stuff like that, and there's other things on the website, can just help facilitate. And for me, stuff like that doesn't take much preparation, but it's great. Invite the whole church. If you're going to do it as a thing, don't just think this is for parents with kids. Let's start this thing of belonging, and it's a great opportunity to bring people, all people on the journey and doing that, if you think that could work. So we just wanted to bring that. And there's other ones, like we said, on there. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to show you this, but that's okay. Over the next couple of weeks, I don't know when it's going public, but we really thought there's this whole thing of ages and stages, that different ages, different stages. And we wanted to put together just a very quick infographic around this whole idea of different ages. This will be available at some point. It'll be on our website in the next couple of weeks, maybe. Hopefully it's going to be put into a booklet. But I just wanted to make you aware of that, because I think this will be really helpful for parents around this whole idea of building faith at home, helping them understand what works for a two-year-old sometimes looks different with a five-year-old, but it's actually because they need different things. So we've worked with the guys at Care for the Family who do a lot of the child development stuff. So we've come at it from that side as well as faith. But like I said, we're not running away. So I will show you these if you want to come have a little look at these. But we just wanted to do that. So we wanted to make you aware that this will be coming out very soon. Then finally, we just wanted to bring it back to the why. And this is really important. We've talked about so much today. We've really enjoyed being here for the whole day. Whether you've enjoyed having us all day, hey, doesn't matter. I've enjoyed it. So we've really enjoyed being here. But we come back to that scripture, Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Sometimes we overcomplicate things. And there's a simplicity in here, and it's about the everyday moments. It's about equipping parents to make the most of those moments. And if we had time, and maybe you want to do it tonight, rewrite that scripture for yourself. What does it look like for you? And you might go, well, I haven't got no kids. But actually, this isn't about kids. This is actually about our faith. It's actually about our relationship with Jesus. Sometimes We need to do it as leaders. We need to make the most of that time, to make the most of the everyday moments, to sit at the feet of Jesus, like Tim said yesterday. But this is also a great, very easy activity to do with parents and families as well. And encourage them. We did it at church, and the kids decorated and the parents decorated it. And they sit on many people's fridges in our church. I turn up at people's houses and I'm like, there's their Deuteronomy 6 scripture. And if I wrote it for our family, I always joke, I say, it looks messy. It looks more like talking about Jesus around Peppa Pig and the football than anything else. But that's the reality of life. And I've really been encouraged that God can and wants to be involved in every aspect of our family. So we just wanted to kind of encourage that. Maybe if you go away with nothing else today, Maybe you've just gone away with a couple of practical resources you think we can start this conversation. Maybe it's Inspire. Maybe it's those scavenger hunts. Maybe it's just simply rewriting Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 for them as families. But there's also a whole bunch of other things at the back. But we've really enjoyed it today. We really have. And we just appreciate the time together. We thank you for inviting us along and for just welcome us in. And for us, this is more than just coming and speaking. For us, we've enjoyed eating together, chatting together, because for us, that's the main thing, that actually we get to know each other. And I can't say it again. If you want our details, talk to us. We'll happily give you our email address, our phone number, because we want to start this conversation, continue this conversation. And like I said, if you're offering me lunch, I will travel the length and breadth of the country to come for lunch. But let me know where we're going first so I can see if it's worth it. But but no, it's our heart as an organisation, as individuals, is to equip and support. We haven't got all the answers, but we want to take our part in the bigger picture of what God is doing. And we love what you guys do, and we are championing you. But did you want to say anything?
Only one tiny thing. Like, whatever you choose to do from today, you know, I jumped into a couple of groups, and just in those tiny few moments, I learned loads about people, what they like, what they don't like, about who's in their family. And that's just from a few minutes. So as you give, with whatever you choose to do, you're creating those opportunities for your family. So thank you. Thank you.
Great stuff. Thank you.
That's it.